Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. As I have gotten older, it has been with great sadness that I have watched the marriages of friends and peers fracture into divorce. My own marriage is in its 31st year with no signs of splintering, though it's seen plenty of weathering. According to several articles I scanned, the divorce rate in this country has actually been on a downward cycle in recent years, but that has not been the case for couples over 50. The age difference is primarily due to the fact that far more first marriages endure than second or third ones. Anyway, if it has happened to you, it still feels wretched, regardless of how much company you might have. A compendium of reasons exists for the failure of a union. No need to delineate them here, for that is really not my purpose in raising the subject. My true aspiration in this segment is to single out the overriding factor for my successful wedlock, and that is, quite simply, I have an incredible wife. Against her better judgment, Anna allowed a big dreaming songwriter with no monetary means of support to take her hand in marriage all those years ago. Fiercely independent, she had no need of companionship for stability or security's sake. She was already a firebrand at her new job, on the cusp of taking the company sales team by storm. Her only allegiance to me was forged in her heart, because, thanks be to God, she had fallen in love. And that's what she has done for the duration of our alliance. She has loved me. In every way possible, as much as humanly possible, with everything she already had or acquired along the way, down to her last living cell, she has bestowed upon me her unquenchable love. My youngest sister, Jennifer, is now in her 30th year of marriage herself. Her husband is one of my greatest friends. He and I have wondered over the years, when we hear of a couple's breakup over infidelity, where do people find the time and energy? I know we are not the only ones who basically collapse at our doorstep after work. Squeeze in a forbidden rendezvous? Inconceivable. In all seriousness, though, if there ever was a flirtation or romantic gesture cast my way, I have a fail-safe secret weapon to resist temptation. It goes all the way back to the first 10 years of our marriage. I simply think of coming home. As I pull up in the driveway at dusk, I step out of the car to see the faces of my two little boys, both faces pressed up against the glass window in our back door, giddy with delight at their father's return. I then make my way through hugs and kisses to my wife, standing in the kitchen with her back to me, whipping up one of her magnificent creations. I plant a kiss on her neck. She turns to embrace me, already smiling, and I am captivated anew. That memory has been my tonic against temptation for 31 years of matrimony. This is the month for Valentine's, and I appreciate your indulgence as I have transformed this week's Hiles Files into a Valentine to my wife, Anna. I love you, sweetie. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.